Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio, my favorite station, with my favorite producer, Christopher. And tonight, we're going to talk about reclaiming your power. This is such a broad topic, but it's so powerful to talk about your power, because we were all born with a sense of power. It's like an inherited strength that allows us to overcome challenges, allows us to achieve our goals. But it's easy to lose touch with your inner power, because there are all kinds of events in life that can make you feel sometimes lost, hopeless, and powerless, consequently, because problems can come so convoluted and people have such a difficult time to control circumstances. Doesn't sound familiar? So that's when you go, and ask yourself, what should I do? So then the answer is within yourself, to rediscover that endless supply of power. I believe that we are so powerful, humanity, we the human race, we're so powerful. Well, we're only using just like probably 10% of the power, like 10% of the brain. And the problem with us is that we can get stuck in bad cycles, or we don't know how to break obstacles because we, as I said, we're not accessing that power. There are many circumstances in life, like a relationship that can make you feel unhappy, or a job that can drain you every day, or a dream that you cannot see manifest that can make you feel like you don't have that power. So my intention today is to help you overcome, especially when you go through a trauma, to a loss, you know what I mean? You need to master, you know, situation and circumstances that consequently master your life. So my intention is today is to give you tips. And I came up with like seven principles how to regain your power. Because I want you tonight to feel fearless. I want you tonight to feel self-assured, to feel confident, to feel powerful. Because that's who you really are. You possess, as I said, this power that is your super strength, like you're a superhero in an action movie. And we like, we're drawn to those movies in which we see the superhero, because we are born with this power. It's something that belongs to you and to no one else. If you think of us through history, we build empires, we've invented life-changing technology and proven our resilience as human race. And that's pretty modest about our true potential. As I said, we're incapable of way so much more. The individuals who have tapped into that superpower are those who we mention regularly, we pronounce their names. They are great thinkers, great doers of this world, people that, we refer to them for a very long time, like Albert Einstein, people like Steve Jobs, just to name a few. Well, what do these people have in common? They utilized their personal power to their full advantage. They took that opportunity and they magnified it a thousand times. So what does personal power look like on a daily basis? Just my take on it. So when you wake up and you're ready to face whatever the day brings, and someone tries to put you down, and you have this strength to stand up to them. It's when you face with a problem, and instead of feeling intimidated by the problem, you find that incredible solution. You have a million things to do, and you still have the excitement in your heart to do all of them. Because your personal power, what it does to you, it leads to motivation, to creativity, to excess energy, you know, so you have extra power. When you operate on it, then your power brings you luck, brings you money, brings you love. Unfortunately, it's easy to lose touch with that inner power. As I said at the beginning of the show, after a loss of somebody, after a trauma, after a setback, you feel like your power fades. But a power is never completely gone. It's only going dormant. Trust me, because I've seen this. I remember coming to America 35 years ago, and I was overflowing with power, because the moment I came, met my husband, started a family, reinvented myself, I had a new career. Everything like was in harmony, you know, with my intention. But after a while, I experienced hardship. My husband became sick with lung cancer. It got worse. So I had to pick up from the ground again. So I did. So power comes and goes with the phases of life. So we can't prevent that. We can only work to recover our power as soon as possible. So I love to talk. I'm very passionate about talking on this, in this subject, because I know that all of you calling me have something going on in your life that is taking some power away from you. So one of the things that I want to say tonight is to remember that putting your foot down will place you in a position of power, while putting up with nonsense, and nonsense coming from other people, and nonsense coming sometimes from situations and circumstances, will leave you powerless. And before I go and take your calls, and all of you listening, Nancy from California, Michaela from Ontario, and Kimberly from New York, and all of you here being my friends, and as you know very well, this is a calling show, so you, all of you invited to be part of the show, I have such a great pleasure talking to you directly. And I want you to come up with your take on the concept of power. And I want to share with everybody else listening your own life experiences, in which way, you know, you're accessing your power. Are you really, do you really see things turning around in your life? Because if they are, it means that you are accessing your power. But before I go to the calls, and as I said, feel free to call in 202-570-7057. My wonderful Christopher is with me on every show, and he will take your calls, and we are going to speak one-on-one, and it's a wonderful feeling to communicate, and I want to hear your take on the whole concept. But before I do this, I want to give you my five sources of power. The first source of power is the power of decision. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, endows you with more power than your own behavior, your own attitude. That's very important. So that's the power of who you are, the power of your decision. So what you choose to do and not do will change your life. You choose to stay or you choose to walk away. You choose to quit or you choose to fight hard. You choose to accept or you choose to reject. You choose to decide to give your power away, or you choose to fortify it. Your decisions are your reality. So talking about power, it manifests in your decision. That's the first element of power. The second element of power is the power of your emotions. be careful with how you manage your emotion, because they are such a powerful part of you. And be especially careful with whom you share how you feel. Because each time you show your emotion to somebody else, that's a big statement. You're giving that person a piece of yourself. Not everyone can appreciate and honor your emotions. So the biggest level of emotional power is restrain, not giving in to provocation. And so take this in, breathe. And for a second, think about how wrong it is to give in to your vulnerability, to your weaknesses, to showing your partner that you are weak, that you're insecure, that you're not confident in yourself, that you are afraid of betrayal, that you're afraid of abandonment. You don't need to show that. You know, it's interesting. There's something I learned when I was a kid from my dad. My dad always used to say that silence is gold and is the most powerful. You know, and talking is cheap and it weakens you. So the stronger you are, if you keep your things inside you in silence, that comes true when it comes to share with people your success, because they're going to be eventually jealous of your success. So this doesn't mean you should keep your emotion pent up. That's equally dangerous. But you should release your emotion, not to the person in which talking about your emotion, you indirectly give your power away. And those people probably cannot value your emotion. But doing it in a more constructive way. Let's say you're angry. You're angry of something. You're angry of your spouse. You're angry of a situation. You're angry of God. You can be angry to many people, to many situations, and sometimes we even angry with the divine because we don't understand the divine plan. But whatever anger you have with you, send that anger and this frustration away by screaming it, crying it, write down those emotions and let them out. Don't embrace them, but don't keep them in. I always advise you, let those emotions out. Don't hold on to them, but acknowledge them. You can't let them out by not acknowledging them. Whatever you acknowledge, there's healing, there's cure for it. When you don't acknowledge, there's no change. You'll continue to do it. So it's okay to say, I was wrong, and I'm mad, and I need to scream about it. It's okay. It's okay to think this way. But just get it out of your system. Don't hold on to it. So important that you know all of this. There is also power in your expression. So power of what? What's the first one? Power of decision. The second one, power of emotion. Power of expression. How do you express yourself every day? We already discussed the power behind your emotion. But I want to tell you that it's so important the way you paint yourself. When you wake up and make yourself, trying to look good and feel good, are you aware how important that is? You know, what you express outwardly reflects what feels inwardly. So what you express outside comes from the inside out. My daughter Alexandra, she's always making fun of me. She says, Mom, you need to put all this makeup just to go to the corner of the street to buy a grocery. And I don't do it to impress. I just do it because it's not for anyone else to look at me, but I do it because it makes me feel good about myself. It makes me smile more. It makes me walk differently. Imagine how two people show up to be interview to the same job, one that wears all kind of mismatched clothes and doesn't have makeup, doesn't look good, and the other one that all put together. You know, that image is everything in our world. So pay attention to image associated with your own power. So all of this is an extension of your power. Everything you own, the way you maintain your home, the way you care, your belongings, your accessories, your cars, how your backyard looks, how your dogs look, everything is an expression of your well-being and the way you express your power in the world. The way you conduct yourself, the way you talk, the way you look in people's eyes, the way you control yourself is the way you express your power. Number four, there's power of your ambition. When you set a big goal, you're not just setting some far-fetched dream you can never achieve, but you are expanding in the field of possibilities. You rewinding the spectrum of your widening the spectrum of your potential. So dream big to experience the full scope of your power. And the last one in those seven elements that I was talking about, the elements of how to empower yourself, is the power of your associates. So it's not what you know, it's who you know. You heard this saying all the time. The reality of our world is that knowing the right people can help tremendously. It's not saying for you to go out and become friends with celebrities. That might be very complicated. Not that easy. But network with people in your field and strategize how you can help each other succeed. So what would you do if you discover your fountain of inner energy? So that's what I'm trying to say. Associate yourself with the right type of people. Never associate yourself with the wrong people. Now, I'm going to take a short break, a 2 minutes break, and I'm going to go to all the calls. And I can see I'll have Mikkel, Kimberly, Leanne, a lot of you. So hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
From Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Welcome back, Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. It's so good to be with you. And I had so much to say on the show. I prepared an entire concept, ideas about reclaiming your personal powers, steps how to do it. And but because it's your show, I'm going to go now and take your calls. And I will probably continue this on another show because there's so much material that I wrote down that I wanted to give it to you. But I'm going to go straight right now to my first caller, Michaela from Ontario. Hi, my dear. I don't know if I lost her. I don't know where the beep is coming from.
All right, I'm going to put her back on hold, see if I can reach her.
Right. Okay, let's go to Nancy from California. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call today. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Hi, my lovely Nancy. It's so good
Hi.
To be with you. So what do you think of my topic? Are you accessing
I
your
like
power?
Your topic. I didn't get all
right.
the items jotted down, but what caught my attention in your opening dialogue was your topic about trauma. And so I
yes.
didn't know if you could talk about that some tonight. But
I can I can have an entire show on that. And I actually would love to have a show like this next week because I want to tell you, there's so much trauma going on in this world, you know, and people, uh-huh. when they suffer a trauma, they feel so beaten down and so depleted of energy, and your power like goes dormant. You feel like completely powerless, and,
right.
and it takes a while to recover from trauma. And I think
yep,
I'm going to
yes.
try to put, that's what I want to put together, a concept, an idea, how to recover from trauma, which is such a such a topic to discuss and go in great length. Now, did you experience trauma in this life? Because almost everybody does. At a certain
oh, yeah, very
point
serious,
in their life.
Very
yeah.
serious. Yeah, it was very
right.
serious trauma, multiple things. So for myself, I had two siblings in different years that committed suicide. I've experienced molestation. I've had trauma in my family with another brother that actually lived from a horrible motorcycle accident. One of my siblings that died, I saw my mother trying to resuscitate him. And so there was quite a bit. And so my question for you on trauma is, do you have some suggestions of how I can pull, and this gets into energetics, and I don't know if you talk about that too much, Carmen, but it's about pulling back in and rebalancing my system from an energetic perspective, thinking that if I can do that, then maybe that could help resolve trauma, because it does affect my self-esteem and my confidence and the other things that are on your true topic tonight.
Well, you know, what happens to you is you completely lost control so over your own self, because the outside world, what happens around you is are the things that happen actually in your family. It's like your family karma, your siblings, the impact your mother's action, their action, they kind of, you know, drag you down at a point in which you lost yourself. And so when this happens, the most important thing that you need to do is to protect your energy, because no person and no event and nothing in the world is allowed to actually create this harmony within yourself. So this is very hard to do. You don't have to allow the external world to dictate your life, we're talking about energy, you know, because what mm-hmm. holds power over you is your own internal energy. So people respond to situations like this in different way. Some people are so badly affected, they completely disconnect energetically up to a point that they They can never recover from something like this. And they go by this years and years like great. And all they will talk about is what has happened to them 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And they can never regain the sense of self. So you lose your self-esteem up to a point of desperation. So you always have to retain energy for yourself. And keep on asking yourself, I need to protect myself from this extremely powerful disturbance. You come that I need to keep my power intact because I have my own life to live versus my family. You know, that's why I spoke in one of my first book called Everyday Karma about how tied is our personal action karma and memory of the soul into the family karma, you know. So in reality, you know, you tied to the family, but it has to be, there has to be a point in which you dissociate yourself from that for your own protection, because if not, this trauma will lead to what? To autoimmune disorder in the physical world, to self-destructive behavior, to lack of self-esteem. And consequently, you're not going to do anything with your life, you know, and time will go by and you will feel like you fail at every level of your being. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, it makes total sense. It's like you just reviewed my entire life right there, Carmen.
Right, yeah. But that's exactly, you know what? It's so simple. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. But if you, we're talking about power, if today with me, we are deciding, both of us, that you will reclaim your power, you know, and you're not going to go to that place of pain, you're not going to allow that pain to take control over you, and you will work on your own energy to raise that vibrational energy of yours. And well, that's why meditation is so important. That's why knowing how to breathe, knowing how to go inward, even self-hypnosis can be important.
Okay.
Because you tap on that inner self. You go inward and said, okay, whatever happened to me so far involving all these other people and their tragedies, it affect me, but it should not affect me anymore because I decided to cut the cord with that pain. I embrace that pain, I take it in, and I release it. So when I said, it's okay to scream about it, go outside in your backyard or write yourself a letter and put in that letter, I hate what happened, this is the way it happened, but I'm done. And now I need to open another chapter. It's okay, that's why the sound therapy, screaming about it, it releases that emotion that you don't want to hold on. You know, and I told you, one of the things that blocks you from being powerful are your own feelings. So what we don't want here, the feeling of pain, the feeling of distress, the feeling of why God could do this to me, why all of these tragedies happen, all of those emotions attached to this, you're still holding on to them. I want you now to breathe in, breathe out, and have a sense how they get out of you. It's like something that you send back somewhere in the universe because you don't want to keep a hold on to it. You don't want to keep inside. Does it make sense? That's why I said what holds you from being who you meant to be and being powerful is your emotional self. And trauma is an emotional part of your being. So we want to dissociate you from that emotional side of you. We are acknowledging that it did happen. We know how painful it is, but the pain needs to be released and needs to be taken out of you and putting somewhere else, that you put it on a piece of paper, that you blow it out in a tube and you throw it in the water. Metaphorically, start to get this, like you get something out of you. It's exactly like you give birth of all the anger and negativity in a shape, in a form, and you throw it away. So manifesting it in some way so that you know it's no more of you. That's why sometimes it's good to take bath with salt and vanilla extract. The combination of salt and vanilla seems to purify the field of energy, talking about keeping your energy intact. If in the field of, in the biofield of energy around you, there's all these impurities in form of memories, it's like there's something glued to your skin and you can't get it out. You understand? So but this
yes,
will be
I
a
do.
Way of a way of releasing it. Do me a
okay.
favor. Do nine nights. Do you have a bathtub at home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
every
I do.
Night you take, or you can do it even during the morning. Put a teaspoon of salt, any salt, and put one teaspoon of vanilla extract, the one that you put in the cookies, to bake.
Sure. I know vanilla extract.
Put it in put it in combination with salt, and take a bath.
Okay.
You know, and you will see there's some miraculous combination. Now the body is very salty. The salt in the blood. The salt in the tears. Because without the salt, you know, we can't function. The heart is not going to beat. You know, that's why we need salt in the food. The salt is the electrical. You know, it keeps the nerves working. So it's necessary. But employ like in a... That's why people go to the ocean, because it has a lot of salt in it, you know?
Right.
So what's
right.
going to do, it's going to purify the auric field, the field of energy where you store all these impressions. So do this and tell me how you feel. Call me next week, in 2 weeks on the show, and tell me if you feel a difference. And then write
I'll
down
do
on
that.
This episode. Yeah, and write down, and then let
I've been
me know how
notes.
You feel. Good, good.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I wanna be your mentoring you through this. So I want like in 2-3 months for you to tell me, wow, what a difference. You know, I'm not the same person. I want you to feel that way, you know.
Yes, I would love to feel that way. And you were correct.
And
I
you
do
will.
Have an autoimmune disorder.
Of course.
Yeah,
autoimmune disorders
right.
are consequences of trauma. What's an autoimmune disorder? I'm in the medical field for many years. It's when you attack your own self as a result of a traumatic experience. It's a way to self-destruct. Because your own body will attack your own body. A tissue will attack your own tissue, you know. Hashimoto disease, your own thyroid will attack your thyroid. You understand? What is cancer
yes.
at the end of the day? It's an autoimmune in my understanding. Because the cells will multiply attacking the other cells, you know. So people who suffer from cancer, they in many cases... been traumatized. I've seen women coming to me after going through a divorce. 3 years later, they have cancer because of what that did to them inside. And so they will internally, subconsciously, emotionally self-destruct. So I really believe that it's something, there's a lot that we can do together. So you are my wonderful friend. From now, we can work together. And call me on the show, and I will see a world of a difference in you, I promise you. And you will see a world of a difference in the way you will relate to the world, to the people coming in here, and healing your autoimmune disorder. And I have some suggestion about your autoimmune disorder. When you call next time, I'll tell you something else I want you to do to completely knock out your autoimmune disorder, okay? There's another thing that I have, like a secret that I want you to, but let's take it one step at a time. I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information.
Okay, that's great. Look, Carmen,
okay, my
this
love.
Is awesome. I wanted to just thank you so much. I appreciate your suggestions,
you.
And I will try
Absolutely.
the bath
yes.
tonight. It just sounds
Perfect.
Wonderful. So
just
I
do it, and tell me how you feel, and I'll wait for your call next time. We'll take it from there and remind me to give you the tips to heal autoimmune. There are things
okay.
that I want to share with everybody else next time. And probably I want to do a show on autoimmune because there's so much going on in this world right now. Like I feel like never before the young generation have been so self-destructive. We see autoimmune disorder in 18-year-olds, in 20-year-olds. So then we
yes.
question, where is that trauma coming from at such an early age, you know? So
mm-hmm.
anyhow, I love you, my Nancy.
Okay.
And I'll
well, thank
you,
Carmen.
Whenever
I love
you
too.
Want to call me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, my love. So
Bye.
I'm going to see who else is. I love you, Nancy. Let's see who else is next. I'm going to go actually to Mihaela because that was my first caller. Hi, my love. Can you hear me?
Yes, Carmen, hi. I'm glad that finally I reach you.
Okay, you do reach me, so let's see. How do you like my topic, and is there something about your own power that you want to share with me, or anything that you want to ask about yourself, feel free to do it.
Okay, so I would like to ask, I can give you my date of birth, and it's November 4, 1978, and... I would like to know about my relationship and my career.
Okay, so you're actually in a good time. So if I, you know, the way I work is with the Pythagorean concept of time, you are in the year that is karmic, which should give you a lot of recognition. I suggest that in the next 11 months, you either redefine your work. Are you happy with the place where you work?
Yes.
Okay, so then you can do better. Either make more money or expand or something like this. So work during this year should be good. If you want to invest, this is a perfect year to invest. If you want to solidify a relationship, this is a perfect time to do it. Is there somebody in your life right now?
It's my husband.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Yes. So if you're in a relationship... Yes. This is the time to solidify that relationship. So overall, this year means investment, recognition, very good period in your life to travel. I actually see you traveling. I don't know if you plan to go to Europe or that there might be a trip overseas. And so I have a very good feeling about the year at every level of the year. So... when you're in a karmic year, you really dance and you should celebrate. Do you plan to buy a home or invest in something?
Yes, a home. You are right.
So there's no better time to buy a home than now. I actually think that you should buy a home. So what I think is going to happen in the next 4 months, 6 months, something like this. It won't take longer than that. Because you're very ready, and I think you, if you're looking for a home, you're going to find the most amazing home. Exactly the one that you always wanted to have. So this is perfect time to do it. So all of this chapter is just perfect. So I'm going to go to a break. Mihaela, thank you so much for calling me. And then
thank
I'm
you for
your go
time.
To other
thank
people.
You. God
I love
you.
You
thank
too.
You,
I'm going to go
bye.
To Cornelia after the break, to Tati from California, to Kimberly. So hold on, everybody, to the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio talking about how to reclaim your personal power. And as I was saying, I'd love to go back to my callers, and I'm going to go to Tati in California. Do I pronounce it correctly?
Yes. Hi, how are you, Dr. Hara?
It's so good to hear your voice. Hi, my love. So do you resonate with my topic?
Yes, definitely. Okay. And and I would like to share my date of birth as well. It's September 3rd, 1975. Sure. And my question has a lot to do with your show. You're talking about empowerment and pretty much doing something of substance with your life. Right now, I'm in a point of my life. Obviously, I'm more than 40 years old, and I'm in my life where I don't know which path to choose. I have two kids, and they're already, you know, old enough. They don't need me as much as when they were little. And I have a job, and I have my husband, but I don't know what to do, you know, what to do next. I wanted to do something that is important, not only for me, but for everybody, for the society, for everybody, but I don't know how. I feel like I'm in this hole, in this, you know, dark hole, and I don't know how to move forward.
Well, when you said in a dark hole, how do you perceive this hole? Because, in fact, you have everything and every reason from the outside world. If I look, you have all the reasons to be happy. Do you agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your life is settled. Yes. You have your kids. A lot of women don't even have kids. You have beautiful children. You have a stability in your family. So when you said I'm in a hole, it's because you don't feel that you're doing the right thing for the world, for the community, you're not doing everything that you want to do with your career. Where do you sense you're missing something?
Yes, right there, you know, because I feel that I have, at this stage of my life, I need to do something that is substantial, you know, for myself, you know, for my career and for my, you know, for the community. But in my dark hole, in a sense, is that I don't know how to move. I don't know what to do. Should I stay the way I am because it's a comfortable way? You know, I have my job.
No,
I have,
you, first of all, you're very intuitive. You have a great mind. You sense a lot of things, first of all. Second of all, you have a full life path because you're born. Are you born in 75?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a four life path. Four means stability. But what's more interesting is as of July 3rd, you entered the year four, which is the time of real...
No, it's September 3rd.
Oh, September 3rd. What did I do? September 3rd. Okay, it's still the same thing, but with a little bit later. So you actually... No, I take that back. You enter the year six, but you're in the year five and your numerology is five. And five means reinventing yourself. Five actually means letting go of the last 14 years in which you might, I don't know if you go back in time, the last 14 years of not doing what you wanted to do and all of a sudden reinventing yourself. And then as of September, you go in the year six, which is one of the best years you had in a long time. You will work as you're associating yourself with new people. Try to get involved in organization. There is vital voices. There's women out there that can be extremely, you know what I mean, that are, how should I say, they build around them an idea, a concept. You can be part of, like, joining forces with other people is what I see you doing. And especially with women. I see you with a bunch of other women, you know, participating. It's like you help the community. You help the environment. There's a new organization that tries to help the environment. So that's what you should do. You should participate. Get yourself involved. Put your name out there. And this is when you're gonna start feeling that you're valuable, that you have something to do, that you have something to offer, that women will celebrate you, will honor you, will embrace you. You know, you will be embraced by. I see you in a group of women. That's what comes in my mind, and women that speak like speakers. And I think you can actually be a great speaker. Do you agree with me?
Yes, you know, I've been in this position for such a long time that I don't know myself anymore. It's like
you said, but
you need to reinvent.
That's what comes. That's why this is the time in which you cut cord to everything you've been doing in the last 14 years comes in my mind. I don't know how many years you think you're doing the same thing, but I feel like it's been quite a long time. And you cut the cord to everything that you've been doing and moving, switching gears and moving in a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's almost like you become in a way your own boss, you know what I mean? You you try to maintain high standards, you know what I mean? And you don't want to compromise anything anymore. You like, you all of a sudden you say, I want to become more authentic. I want to find myself through the process. And you find yourself by staying away from limitation, you know? So you've been limited in what you are doing. Does it make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah, so you're not, you don't want to limit yourself anymore. So you say, well, I want to be part of this totality, you know what I mean? Of this divine organization. I see you being part of something greater than you, bigger than you, and you will feel fulfilled, a sense of fulfillment. But it comes by honoring your authenticity. So this is when you reinvent yourself, when you find the authenticity within you, and you're very creative. Remember that you're born on a day of a tree. That's creativity. That's the planet Jupiter. You can express yourself beautifully. You can write down your ideas. You can be extremely organized. So there's so much magic. Plus, your numerology is a number 7, which is the number of God. So that will make perfect sense to me. Think of Diana, Mother Teresa. They all, you share that numerology, you know?
Wow.
So that's magic about you.
Yeah, but you know, my biggest problem is, like you said, you know, the reinventing process, because I don't know what, you know, is that going to just come to me, or do I have to
speak?
Yeah,
it's going to come to you. It's going to be both ways. It's going to come by seeking. The moment you start seeking for it, you know, it's going to be there, and you will have that wow moment. And you say, wait a minute, you know what I mean? This is amazing. This is exactly what I've been always wanted, and I never knew how to pinpoint and how to. But it's interesting. In the same time, I think that you will join forces. When you seek, you'll join forces with other women. There's like becoming part of integrating yourself in some kind of a group of women, you know? You know, we live in a Me Too movement. So women now, they come together, they join forces to stand up, you know, to access the feminine divine power. You see women everywhere, in the Senate, in the House of Representatives. More than ever before, we see the female coming in power. And you're part of the movement. So your need of inventing yourself is way greater now than it has ever been. Plus, you're entering a year of rediscovering yourself, reinventing. So automatically, all of this is going to present yourself. And like with my previous caller, I want to be a catalyst in your life to make you see what it is that you are seeking for. So don't hesitate to keep on talking to me on the show. I'm here every Tuesday. You can call anytime, every week. You are invited by me to be a participant on the show, okay? So please,
Dr. Hara.
Please do me just this great favor and continue to call me. And we'll get to the bottom of it. Probably in the next 5-6 weeks, you will know way more than we know right now. Mm-hmm. And I expect in the next 3 months for you to give me some positive feedback and how well things are unfolding for you.
All right. Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you so much. Because, you know, I've spoken with you before, you know, so you're always
right.
Providing me you have enlightened me to move forward in my life in situations like this. So thank you so much for being that light for all of us when we feel, you know, dark and empowering us to move forward.
No, I want you to find yourself, to find that power within you that you're born to unleash and you're born to express, and that's going to give you all the satisfaction. And then you're going to feel like, hey, I'm doing the right thing. I finally found my direction in life. And the more you find it, the better it's going to get, I promise you.
Yes, and that's what I'm right now, and that's why I describe it as a dark hole, because I feel in a way a little bit lost in that
self-fulfillment. Yeah, because you're not operating at your potential. You're not operating.
You're
repressing your potential. That's what the problem is. You don't want to repress that within yourself. You want to express that potential, and that's what we're going to do together. We're going to get to the point of expressing that.
All right, Dr. Hart, I really appreciate your guidance.
Okay, my love.
Thank you very much.
I'll wait for your call next time. I send you
I will
much
call
love.
You.
Okay, my dear.
Thank
I'm going to Kimberly, New York. Hi, my Kimberly. Thank you so much for waiting patiently.
Hi, Carmen. How are you, honey?
I love you. How are you? Do you resonate with my topic?
Yes, I absolutely do. And it was a rude awakening for me. And it was good to hear because I totally gave my power away and you've made me realize so much where I just need to move on.
Right.
Yeah.
But you are doing it. Do you have any specific questions for me tonight? Anything that is in your...
I do. Well, I had called you 2 weeks ago and I was asking you about my love life. And I just wanted to know where my love life is going. I did have a boyfriend of mine that keeps coming back, but tells me he loves me, but he doesn't know what he wants. And you said that he was going to call, and he did. So,
okay.
And then he set up a date. He set up a date, and you said that I was in the lead, and I didn't quite know what you meant by that. But he blew me off, which I was so shocked at that. I don't know what the problem is, but should I just forget him?
But do you you're becoming emotional with him and indirectly giving your power away here by being way too emotional with him? Because when you
I'm not giving him any emotion. I'm not giving him any emotion whatsoever. But I do love him. He did steal my heart.
Yeah, but you know when he says something interesting. He says to you, you're in a lead. So he wants you to take charge. He wants you to take relationship.
You said that I was in the lead, and I didn't know what you meant by that. So I was
that's what I meant. That's what I meant. So if he didn't say that, then I'm saying that. So I want you to be in the lead. So I want you to direct this relationship where you want this to go. Because obviously he doesn't know how to do it. So when there are two people, one has to be the leader without a doubt, you know, and one is a follower. So I think I want you to be the leader here. I want you to decide how you want this to work it out, where you want this relationship would go. And I tell
you
it will go your way.
Do you see him calling?
Yes.
Him wanting?
Yeah. Yes,
when?
Absolutely.
When do you see him reaching out and calling and saying it worked out?
I think any time this week. I also have a feeling he's having some problems in his family. Do you know any of this? I mean, he has his own issues to resolve that involve a family member. And he's sort of, in a way, he's disconnected because of his own problem, not intentionally disconnected. He will reach out to you, and I want you to reach back to him and continue the flow of energy. Continue the conversation. Don't let this relationship die.
So do you think, where do you think this relationship is going to go? Do you think if there's going to be a commitment on his end? Because I'm
right, but it will take time. Yeah. Yeah, it will take time. Yeah. But it will happen.
How long do you think? Another year? Because it's been
no,
on and off.
It's not. I see this getting in the right direction from now on to May.
So next week, you think he's going to call, reach out, and he's going to be like, to work things out?
He will work things out, yeah. And here is with your participation, you understand what I mean? It has to be done. With you helping him in the process, does it make sense?
How do I help him? I'm confused.
No, by being confused, that's already something that you're releasing a poison here by your own confusion. No, you're not confused. You know exactly what you want. You know you're the one that you have to guide him. So unfortunately, Kimberly, I'm going to the end of the show. Call me next week. We'll finish the conversation. And Cornelia, you always the last one, and I will have to give you a free session. Anyhow, I love you guys. Bless you. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. I love you, Kimberly. I love you, Christopher, and all of you listening. I'll talk to you next week on Home Time Radio, the best station in the world. Thank you for listening.